People love to visit the ocean, but in the winter, they love it a little less. So coastal communities that welcome tourists have to work a little harder to appeal to tourists when the weather is not always very good, which probably explains the announcement of the Crab Crawl Festival in Eureka, a first-time event coming up the second weekend in February, that is the weekend after the Super Bowl. What is the Crab Crawl Festival all about? For that and other questions, we turn to Amanda Kreschke, who is the Assistant Director at Eureka Main Street. Amanda, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Eureka Main Street, what it's all about.
So Eureka Main Street is a business organization that supports downtown and old town businesses in Eureka. So one of the things we do is we like to throw events and things like that that draw people down to the area so they see what we have to offer. So we're excited to do the Crab Crawl Festival this year.
How long has Eureka Main Street been in existence?
Since the early 80s, I believe.
Okay, so it's been around a long time. And what is this time of year generally like in Eureka?
It's generally quiet. The tourist season is later in the year, so it's generally pretty quiet. The weather this year is really nice. We've had a little bit of rain, but not too much. So it's nice and clear today.
All right, so not the usual sort of, I mean, expect the winter to be fairly gloomy in Eureka, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
I know you're avoiding saying that, using that term. How aggressively have you been working in recent years to get people downtown during this? Is it still called the shoulder season by people in the tourist business?
It is. This is the shoulder season, and that is something that this festival is created to do, is to bring people to our area in the shoulder season. Eureka Crab Crawl Festival is actually being presented by the Eureka Lodging Alliance. They've gave us a big starter seed so that we could start this event. This is the first year we're doing the Crab Crawl Festival. So it's to help draw people to the area in the off season.
And so the Crab Crawl is a first-time ever thing. There have been, I see, other things that you have done to bring people downtown. Talk about some of the other events that you've been doing at Eureka Main Street for the winter for a couple of years.
For the winter, we haven't been doing too much. We have, you know, the holiday season, which is pretty typical for any area, but we have started a new thing during the holidays called the Snowball Drop, which we have basically their ping pong balls shot out of what we call a snowball cannon. And they have business names and locations on them, and you go to those locations to redeem a prize, whatever the business has chosen. So that's something fun and new that we've started in the holidays. We also, in late March, we have a Taste of Main Street, which is going around and sampling items from different participating local food vendors and restaurants, and that is the kickoff for our Redwood Coast Jazz Festival, which is organized by another group, but we've partnered with them for over 20 years to bring in some people during that shoulder season as well.
I had been reading about the snowball drop, which is an interesting thing to do in a community that really doesn't get a lot of snow. Hardly ever, in fact, right?
Exactly. That's why we have to shoot it out of a cannon.
All right, so moving to a crab festival appeals to other coastal cities. In fact, I was looking back in our records. We talked to the folks in Brookings about their crab festival about this time last year. When did you pull the trigger and commit to doing one for Eureka?
We started talking about it over a year ago, just before, like, November of 13, we started talking about it, and we just didn't have enough time to pull it off for 14. So we've been talking about it for quite a while now.
So when you decide to put a festival together, I mean, how much does it go between the folks who run Eureka Main Street like yourselves and the members of the organization?
Most of it is handled in our offices. We do outreach to the businesses to get them involved and so that they can support it as well. So the first night of our Crab Crawl Festival is actually a crab crawl, which is basically like a pub crawl to restaurants and bars offering specialty crab-themed drinks and food items. So, you know, we need to get them involved for that. So,
And is there much of a crab fleet in Eureka?
Yeah, we do have a crab fleet. We also have Wild Planet. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They have like canneries and stuff. You can find them in like Whole Foods or like natural food stores. Mm-hmm. They actually have a processing location right on the waterfront here, and it's right next to the location where we're going to be having our festival on Saturday the 7th. And it they're actually partnering with us, and we'll actually have tours through their facility so you can see how the crab is kind of processed and how they're band, the claws are banded and stuff like that. So
a bunch of things that are actually involving real crabs getting taken out of the ocean and sent to people to eat, happening right there in Eureka.
Yeah. We actually just filmed a little bit of a commercial the other day, and we were actually on a crab boat. So, yeah, it's real. It's right here. You see them coming in and out and offloading right in our bay. So it's real for us.
All right. So it's a natural thing to have a crab crawl festival in Eureka. The question is always like what weekend you pick, and then how difficult a decision was it to figure out exactly when to put it and what to have it coincide with?
That was difficult because we did try to not have it conflict with any other crab events. So we did look to see when Brookings was having theirs, and there are some other large crab feeds that happen in our area for different groups. So we tried to pick a weekend that wasn't conflicting with those, because the idea is to fill, you know, heads on beds during the shoulder season and not conflict with another big weekend where the hotels are already full. So that was one thing that we took in consideration. Also, obviously, the season and the Super Bowl. We didn't want to conflict with the Super Bowl either, so that's why the weekend after the Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, you're not on Super Bowl weekend. We're talking to Amanda Kreschke at Eureka Main Street, where she's the assistant director, about the upcoming Eureka Crab Crawl Festival, February 6th and 7th. In Eureka, you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions, comments, observations, talks of crab festivals in your town. 800-838-3760 around the region. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned Friday night will be with the crab crawl itself?
Yes, Friday night is the crab crawl. And then on Saturday from 11 to 4 is the festival.
And so what are some of the components of the festival?
So, like I said, Wild Planet will have their facility open for tours on how the crab is processed. And they should have a boat there offloading as well, so you can see the whole process. The Humboldt Maritime Museum is going to have a retired crabbing boat down at the dock right there at the foot of C Street, where they're going to be pulling crab pots out, so you can... Hopefully, people will be able to get on the boat. If not, they'll be right there next to it, touching the boat, where they can see them pull the crab pots out of the water, so they can, you know, have a visual and really understand how the process works of actually harvesting the crab. Of course, we're going to have food booths, and we're going to have live music, and there's a beer and wine garden. The city of Eureka has been a great partner with us, and their Parks and Rec department have created a bunch of fun games for kids and adults alike. And we're going to have like displays of information about crab and the crab industry. We're compiling information from like Fish and Game and stuff. So we really want to educate people about, you know, what it is and how it infects our local economy and everything. And what else do we have? We have a photo booth.
This also coincides, I see, with those at first Saturday night Arts Alive.
It does. So another component that we took into consideration when we picked a weekend for this is that once the festival ends, what's something else for people to do here? And so our first Saturday night Arts Alive is really fun, and we have amazing local artists here, so you know, that's when all the shops are open later, and so any travelers can experience that and really get a feel for what it's like here, you know, so they can plan another trip back.
Right. That was one of the questions too, is when you're getting people into town, perhaps for a first time, what kinds of things you do to appeal to them about the things that happen in other parts of the year to try to get them to come back a second time and put heads in beds, as you said.
Exactly. And our Arts Alive is year round. So, we get thousands of people down for it every week. Every time we have it. So it's really fun. And we also have worked with the Eureka Theater, which is a old theater here in town that is under restoration. And so they play older movies and stuff. And so they have found Attack of the Crab Monsters, which is a 1957 kind of sci-fi monster flick. And so they're going to be playing that for free for us, too, so people can also enjoy that if that's something they're interested in.
I see that's a Roger Corman movie, so it's like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Not quite like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, but like The Blob and Attack of the 50-Foot Woman and some of the other science fiction movies that were popular in the late 50s.
Yeah. But we couldn't resist it because it was Attack of the Crab Monsters. It just was too perfect.
It really is a good fit for a crab festival. So what projections do you have, Amanda, about how many people you'd like to have show up for the first Crab Crawl Festival in Eureka?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say. The first one is the hardest. We'd like to run out of everything, honestly. You know, we'd like it to be a huge success. It is the first year, though, so it's hard to say. Probably 500 people is what we're kind of expecting because it's just hard to call it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you just kind of roll out the welcome mat and just see who shows up.
Yeah, and we know it's the first year, and so, you know, we just want to grow it for next year and just keep it going. It's definitely planned for longevity, so...
And so for the folks, if Eureka's weather reverts to norms and gets fairly stormy, is most of the activity inside, though? I mean, you're going from place to place for the crab crawl itself, for sure, but generally you're indoors much of the time?
For the crab crawl, it is open to the elements. I mean, you're going from one business to the other. For the crab festival, we actually have tents for everything. Everything will be under tents. And whether or not we have to put the sides on the tents depends on the weather. Like if it were happening today, we wouldn't even have the sides on the tents because it's beautiful and clear. It is a rain or shine event. Everything is tinted, so you will be protected from the elements. The only concern that we really have is wind, It's been beautiful lately, so we always request the best weather for our events, and it's come through so far, so that's what we're hoping for this time, too.
Okay. Well, you know, I never thought to ask this until now, but when I looked at the scheduling of this event in the first full weekend in February, whether it's actually best to schedule things like festivals early in the month when people who get monthly paychecks get paid.
That is something good to consider that we didn't even think about. We were just trying to get our crab event in before the season was too far gone. So that is a good point.
Just crossed my mind. What other events then do you have once the Crab Crawl Festival is over? What other sorts of shoulder season things do you have between now and when good weather normally returns?
We do the next big event is the Taste of Main Street, which is our biggest fundraiser, and that's in the end of March. That's for the kickoff for the Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. So that's March 26th is the Taste of Main Street, and I'll be starting that before Crab Crawl is even here. I'll be getting that out the door. So.
Well, that pretty much is the life of somebody involved in your kind of business, though, isn't it, that while this event is going on, you're looking ahead to the next one or two or three?
Exactly, and we do a large 4th of July event, too, and so I already have people calling for that one. Like, hold on, people.
Really?
You can only handle two at a time.
All right, but it sounds like it's still sort of a constant thing to try to get interest into having people travel to coastal communities during this so-called shoulder season.
Yeah, and really it's just as beautiful, you know, during the shoulder season as it is during the summer. Our temperatures haven't been very low lately, so it's, you know, and we're on the coast. It never gets that low, really. It's very seldom that it snows. So a lot of people like to come over from, like, Redding to get out of the heat or out of the cold.
Out of the whatever, right? Get some to Eureka.
Yeah. All right. Get out of the seasons. Come to Eureka.
Right. All right, so the Eureka Crab Crawl Festival is Friday, Saturday, February 6 and 7. Amanda Kreschke is the Assistant Director of Eureka Main Street. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, thanks for having us.
You bet. Good to have you.